kind of interesting that the character in this is also dealing with retirement.
Yes.
No coincidence, I'm guessing.
Yeah, Tony, I mean, I had no plan. When Tony emerged in my imagination as a retired person, who was also dealing with post-divorce syndrome, when he emerged as a retired person, I had no intention of retiring. I've never really discussed the phenomenon with retired people, and I've never, like, nobody close to me has ever sort of gone through the retirement, although you hear things. But the person who dropped dead 6 months after.
Yeah.
But, so I had to sit down and imagine what it would be like, not just to retire, but to, your whole life empties out, and you have to retreat for a whole bunch of complicated reasons to the place you started out. And so Tony, because of the nature of the retirement, which was controversial within the corrections system, and because of the emotional trauma of a marriage breakup, and plus a sort of an unrealized relationship with another woman, he just has to get out and move back. Coincidentally, Neil, who has always been a kind of a character, the dark side of his existence, has had a career implosion as a police officer in the States, and he comes back. So you have in the community two polar opposites. You have the retired police officer, for whom the whole world is black and white, good and evil, and all things are possible. All you got to do is attack the evil, and then everything works out all right. And then you have Tony, who has learned through his hands-on, close-up involvement with people who have done bad things, and he's reached that point where he doesn't think that evil is an adjective. Evil is an adverb. And so he's got this notion that life is complicated, ambiguous. Causes of bad things happening are myriad, and often we have to take personal responsibility for them, even though they happen over there. And that this impulse of a community or somebody like Neil to say, that individual, that specific limited individual is wholly responsible for the bad thing. That's a cop-out. In the same way as in the larger picture, for Bush, Cheney, the American administration to say, by getting rid of Saddam Hussein, we will make the world a safe place. Oh yeah, we're gonna get Osama too, but we'll get him. But we're gonna take at the center of it all, responsible for everything, including Osama, who had nothing to do with Iraq or Saddam. We're going to take out Saddam in the same way that this little community is going to take out Strickland.
And here I was worrying about you in retirement. I'm not worried anymore because you've set yourself harder things to leap over.
Yeah, but I've been challenged and rewarded to some degree by writing fiction for a long time.
Well, the Giller's not, you know. I understand there's a check that goes with it that kind of covers at least your cab fare. So, you know, but worse things can happen to a writer.
There are. I believe it was certainly, to date, the pinnacle. But it was one of those things. You know, winning prizes is an interesting experience. And people who come away from winning a big prize like that, who think that it proves something about them, it proves that they were lucky.
Tell me one goofy thing that you did with some of the money.
A goofy thing?
One fun thing you did with it.
I don't like to disclose stuff that makes me sound like sanctimonious.
Okay, fair enough.
Okay, but there's a little fishing harbor in Cape Breton.
Yeah.
That the government tried to shut down. And the fishermen and the government said, we're going to shut this one down and you guys are going to move 5 miles down the coast to the next one. They said, no, we're fishing where our great-grandfathers fished. We're not leaving this little harbor. We don't like it down there anyway. And the government said, well, you either move out or we're going to shut the place down. It's not going to be usable. And they said, We're not going to let that happen. And they took it over. They got it for nothing. The government said, okay, okay. See how long you last. Well, they got into become expert fundraisers. The volunteerism is astonishing. Men who are spent all their spare time now working on keeping that harbor open, keeping the docks repaired, and they are proud as punch that they survived. And when I got the Giller Prize, I know they were having trouble with a haul out. I don't know if you, this is a cradle that hauls boats up into the water for repairs. And I was down there a few days afterwards, and I said, what would you do with X amount of money? And the guy looked at me and said, we'd do quite a bit. And I said, well, let's go up to your place because I'm going to write you a check. And he said, what? I said, I'm going to write you a check, and I'm going to write it for you because I know you well, and I don't want you to broadcast this around the place. And he says, oh, no, your secret is safe with me. So I went up to his place, and I gave him a check. And about a month later, in the mail, I get a thank you card signed by every fisherman in the harbor.
Hey, but for the... I've lived in small towns. That was keeping it secret.
I guess so. Yeah, I guess so.
The book is Punishment. I've been speaking with the author, Lyndon McIntyre, and Punishment is published by Random House of Canada.